This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Kibbe. He's the president and CEO of FreedomWorks. He's also the co-author of Give Us Liberty, a Tea Party Manifesto, and he's joined in that book by former House Majority Leader Dick Armey. We want to get Matt's reaction today to the decision from a judge in Florida on Thursday, which said that lawsuits filed by the Florida Attorney General, as well as several other states, could move forward challenging the individual mandate, a portion of the new health care laws, as well as one other provision of the law. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this is obviously a different decision than we saw up in Michigan just a few days ago, where the judge said that that case was without merit, filed by the Thomas More Law Center. This one obviously carries a little more weight since so many different states, 20 states, are on board here. How significant is this decision?
This one really cuts to the core of the constitutionality of Obamacare and the question of whether or not the federal government can, simply because you live and breathe, force you to buy a particular product. And I think the entire opposition against a government takeover of healthcare was premised on the notion that the federal government shouldn't get this involved in individuals' lives. And I think this court decision and all of the attorneys generals that got us to this point is a good indication that we're going to continue to have success challenging.
The judge here, Roger Vinson, also took aim at the government for basically trying to play it both ways on whether the penalty for not getting an acceptable health care package was just that, a penalty or a tax, because, of course, it was marketed as a penalty, but being argued in court as a tax. How important is that going forward in this case?
Well, if you're looking at both the merits and also the grassroots opposition and the election outcomes, you have to remember that the Obama administration and President Obama himself was adamant that it was not a tax until the moment they stepped into the courtroom and immediately started arguing that it was a tax. And you've had this happen on the question of the individual mandate, the question of whether or not you get to keep your insurance. There was a lot of political rhetoric during this debate that turns out, once you dig through the actual bill, it's just not true.
Matt, in terms of the other provision that the judge is allowed to move forward, because actually 4 out of 6 were not given the green light, but the other one is another major one. It deals with the state of our economy, the state of our spending, and the nature of our debt, and that's a required expansion of the Medicaid program, which I know a lot of states are wondering how in the world they're going to pay for it, since they have a hard time doing it right now, and Washington certainly doesn't have a lot of money to throw around here. What's the legal fight going to look like on that?
Well, I think this comes down to the 10th Amendment and whether or not the government can mandate that states spend money that they don't have as well. And I think it gets to this broad principle of states' rights that, again, has animated the debate over the last 2 years. I think it's an important question, and we need to get at the rights of the federal government to do this, because it's a lot easier to spend somebody else's money than it is to spend your own, and that applies to states. It certainly applies to individual taxpayers.
We're talking with Matt Kibbe of FreedomWorks. He's the co-author of Give Us Liberty, a Tea Party Manifesto. And Matt, I know in addition to the personal liberties aspect of this, the constitutionality questions of this, you're also worried that if this is allowed to proceed, this is essentially an egregious human rights violation. That's certainly an argument that has not been prominent in this debate. Explain what you mean by that.
If you look at the whole question of the provision of health care, you understand that government simply doesn't deliver the services, and you get into a situation where people are forced to they're forced into a program that one, they can't afford, and two, doesn't actually provide decent health care. And this whole idea that you would force a 26-year-old, probably making $25,000, $30,000 a year, to buy the same mandated health care package that someone who is 58 years old with a lot more health issues, that's unconscionable. And it's a huge transfer of wealth from young people trying to make their way in the world to others, and it's just unconscionable.
Matt, let me have you respond to some of the criticisms now. First of all, from the initial judge in the Michigan case who rejected the challenge, the judge essentially said on a number of fronts that you have to keep the individual mandate in because otherwise you lose the underpinnings for a lot of other provisions in here. So what do you make of that logic?
Well, I think that I understand his logic, because the very reason that we're challenging the individual mandate is that we think that that's the linchpin that holds this whole government healthcare scheme together. You can't possibly offer free healthcare unless you force everybody to buy it, because it goes back to the previous question. You're essentially transferring wealth from younger, more healthy, less wealthy people to older, less healthy, more wealthy people. And that's the scheme that they're getting at. And you can only do that if everybody's mandated to buy insurance. Otherwise, you can't. The system just doesn't work. It collapses.
As you know from the campaign trail, not a lot of Democratic members are highly touting their support of the health care law, but some are. And one of those is Washington State Democrat Patty Murray, who in her debate last night told the story of a constituent that came up to her and said that because of the new health care law, her child with cystic fibrosis can finally get coverage. When stories like that come out, and others say that there are key provisions in here that are helping families and so forth, how do you respond to that?
Well, I don't think we know exactly who is going to be covered for what, because the healthcare law has yet to be implemented. So I would challenge the veracity of the claim. You have to understand that in a global budget and in a mandated benefits package, it's always somebody else that's going to decide whether or not you or your child or your parents get the health care they need. And the whole idea of some bureaucrat at HHS deciding that your life simply isn't worth the cost-benefit analysis, this is a real issue. And to claim that more people are going to get better health care under this system is just, I don't think it's consistent with the facts. We just don't know at this point whether or not someone like that will be helped.
Two quick questions before we let you go here, Matt. First of all, of the four that were dismissed, were those significant? Were those losses taken on the side here, or the two that really mattered were the ones that were allowed to go forward?
I think that the essential challenges are the ones that went forward. When you offer legal challenges to legislation, you basically come up with every conceivable legal argument that you can find, because you never know exactly what will be compelling to the courts. And this gets to the fundamental understanding that grassroots America needs to understand, that public opinion and grassroots opposition and elections and congressional intent all influence our ability to move forward on a legal challenge like this. So all of the work that the grassroots activists have done so far, this matters. The election matters, and the intent of the next Congress matters. This will all influence our ability to move forward on the legal challenge.
Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Matt Kibbe is the president and CEO of FreedomWorks. He's the co-author, along with Dick Armey, of Give Us Liberty, a Tea Party Manifesto. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.